Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Woke TikTok 101 class. I will be your teacher, Amala Epinobi, for today's session. And for today's topics, we're going to be talking about eco-anxiety, how America is a white supremacist country, what to do when somebody misgenders you, what to do when somebody doesn't allow you to go to the bathroom of your gendered choice, what it means to be gendered seasoned, and how to confront celebrities who we want to be pro-Palestinian, but who haven't made a public statement yet. Let's get right into it. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. All right, guys, before we get into today's video, please consider becoming a patron on my Patreon. And shout out to everybody who has done so thus far. I try to keep you up to date with all the insanity that's happening on the internet, and I subject myself to these videos to take you along on this journey, and that's what we're going to do today. Without further ado, let's get into TikTok number one. This is apparently a transgender individual getting misgendered at a Dollar General and then filming an altercation because of it.
Oh, this is Quentin at the Dollar General in Pflugerville. What did you say, Quentin? You called me a she, her?
I don't know what.
And you said to get because your system.
I don't know what you said, man. Go on somewhere.
Oh no, what'd you call me? Please, Quentin. Please feel free to tell me what you called me.
We can play this game all day.
Oh, what game? Where you're being transphobic and offensive because your system's not working and I asked if we could use another register and you said
this
get the out of here?
This here is giving me a hard time here at Dollar General.
All right,
doesn't want to leave because their card has declined because
my card did not decline. It did not say insufficient funds. What did it say, ma'am? Did my card say insufficient funds or did it say that your system's not working?
Uh-oh. She said, what did you say, ma'am? You better watch out there. Tricky territory.
No, I'm serious, because this isn't cool.
Is it okay if I check out?
Anyway, this is not... It did not say insufficient funds, sir. What did it say? It said no checking account. What does that mean? It did not say insufficient funds. We're going back to your transphobia. What did you say to me, sir? You've given me a hard time here before at this place. What did you say to me? Keep filming, because it's going to be on here. You cussed at me. You said, you. You're gonna lose your job, sir. Have a good one. I guarantee that.
First of all, I have a feeling nobody who's at manager status at Dollar General is going to give a damn that you got misgendered at the store. I'm pretty sure his job is secure. Now, twice in that video, she could have possibly misgendered somebody. She said ma'am, then she said sir there at the end, and I'm sure she said that multiple times throughout the video. So we're clearly not being consistent in our treatment of other people when we're asking for a specific treatment from them. I also love the guy in the background who's sort of was like, ma'am, this is a Wendy's, and said, yo, can I just check out now? Like, is this the line where I can check out the stuff that I'm buying from Dollar General so I can probably go home after my 9-to-5 job and like hang out with my wife and kids and not deal with this situation of confrontation that's happening right in front of me? We need to learn to just let words be words and move on about our day. I can't imagine ever letting two little words like pronouns really impact me this deeply that I feel the need to pull out my phone and start filming an altercation between me and another person. You know what? I kind of love the Uno reverse card that he pulls on her when he takes out his phone and decides to also start filming her. At this point, that's what we're gonna have to do to yank out their phone and start filming everybody and posting it publicly on the internet. We just need to pull out our phones and film them back. I'm over this. Now, I don't know what else happened. I'm sure there's other context that I'm missing in this video, and we're just getting 1 minute of what was probably a much longer back and forth. But my goodness, I feel like people just need to chill. And the misgendering stuff, let up a little. Chill. Daddy, chill. Next.
Why is it that white folks support anti-blackness, racism, and white supremacist culture in so many goddamn ways? Why is it that we support it through our silence, our defensiveness, our denial, that code of silence? Let's not talk about it. Let's ignore it.
Whoa. White people, do you have a code of silence? Are you like secretly meeting up in some like cult-like group to all swear to a code of silence on anti-blackness? Let me know about that. I didn't know that.
All that gymnastics, that defensiveness, the anger, the passive aggressiveness, the stereotyping, the overt, covert racist, all the that we do, the gaslighting, all that that we do as white people. Why can't we just leave black people the alone? Why? Because we were taught that. It's our culture. White supremacist culture is American culture. It's European culture. We see ourselves as overseers. We ourselves as entitled to control and judge black people.
Whoa.
White Americans wanted, back in the day, we demanded black people be segregated, right? So we segregated black people for, so, okay, great. We're going to make our own. They started doing great. What did we do? Burn their communities down to the ground.
Yo, okay, I'm only half white, so I can only speak for half of myself on this, but I want to hear from the white people who are listening to this right now. My immediate thought is, yo, who is we? I didn't burn anything down. I didn't enslave anybody. I didn't take anything from anybody. He keeps saying we. Okay, you speak French or something, because I know you're not talking about me. I didn't do anything. That is wild.
And you gotta sit in your silence? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. We're not giving a f- every single one of you that can't talk about it, that spews racist narratives, stereotypes, denial, gaslight. That's not their reality. Tell the black people what the f- they should think, feel, do, be. F- you do better. Reject your training, your indoctrination. Question your own goddamn morality racially for what?
Damn, this intense. Did he edit that music in the background or whatever sort of sound, suspenseful thriller music is going on in the background? For a moment, I'm like, I'm getting hypnotized by, who is this? Dixon White 1 on TikTok. This is cinematic. Christopher Nolan needs to hit this guy up.
In your life. I'm tired.
Oh, shoot. He's getting emotional.
I'm tired of what my people have done, what they continue to do. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of seeing people suffer. I'm tired of the inequality. And you ought to give a too.
Okay, well, now I feel bad that he started to cry. That's a very interesting. I wonder what he's consuming that has convinced him so deeply of the narrative that he's put out. I can understand from a historical perspective feeling really bad for black people and what they've endured throughout history, but I'm not exactly understanding where he's translated that to now in our current society and what white people are doing currently. And there's a lot of stuff going on in what he's saying that doesn't quite make sense. He's saying that if you deny being a racist, you're being racist. If you are silent in reference to things that are going on, you are also a racist. So really, as a white person, you can't win. And I can imagine he feels a lot of white guilt, because that is the narrative that is being pushed and is being really injected into the curriculum for the average white person today. And maybe he's just really taken that to heart and truly feels that he is responsible for it and that the entirety of his race is responsible for it. But I would advocate that he self-reflect a little bit, because clearly he doesn't seem to be all that racist, and he shouldn't feel as much guilt for the actions of people in the past, and he needs to separate himself from those actions a little bit. There's no need for this level of emotion in having this conversation, and it leads me to believe that maybe some of the education that he's received and what he's been convinced of is not exactly correct. But I do wish him the best. I can say, as a half black person, Dixon White 1, we could chill. Well, that's two TikToks now, and my message for both is chill. Let's see if we get a third one out of this. Okay, so now we're gonna learn a new term. This one is gender season, which this is new to me, and I think it's gonna be new to you as well.
Did you know, however, there is a gender identity that is linked to the seasons? This is called gender season. And this is a gender identity I've only just learned about. It's a micro identity. It's not an identity that I have ever heard discussed before. It's a new one for me. Gender season is an individual who explores their gender identity in relation to a season or all the seasons. So this might be somebody whose gender expression and identity is linked to one season. So for example, winter. Or this might be somebody whose gender identity and expression changes depending on the season.
My question is, when does this end? How much further can we go with these new identities or these micro identities, as she calls them? Now, she seems like a very sweet girl who's probably just very accepting and inclusive of all things. But sometimes we can be a little bit too inclusive. And when I say that, I mean by including people who think that their gender changes with the season. This is like the final boss of like the astrology girl. Girls who try to make sense of everything based on the date and time that you were born. This is worse than that, I feel like. If your gender is changing with the season, I honestly don't know what to say. That would create so many questions in my mind. And how does one discover that their gender changes with the season? Is it kind of like when we hit winter and people start getting like seasonal depression? Is it like that, but with gender and your pronouns switch and the way you dress switches and stuff like that? I honestly, if there is a gender season person out there or a gender seasonal individual out there, please comment down below how this works for you, when your gender switches and why, which season is which gender? Because honestly, after watching this, all I have is questions, just questions. And she seems pretty chill, so we don't have to stay chill to this one. Next, this one says eco-anxiety is racist. Let's learn what that means.
Eco-anxiety is an environmental justice issue that disproportionately impacts Black youth. Let's talk about it. According to the American Psychological Association, eco-anxiety is defined as a chronic fear of environmental doom, and that may include feelings of worry, guilt, shame, despair, and even hope. However, just as the climate crisis doesn't impact people and communities the same, neither does eco-anxiety. When we fully understand the relationship between social determinants of mental health and climate change, we begin to understand that the nature of a person's eco-anxiety is also informed by systemic factors that exacerbate the ways that it's felt and addressed. Communities of color, and particularly Black ones, are more vulnerable than white ones to sea level rise, wildfire, and heat waves linked to climate change. Black youth are more likely to reside in hotter regions that trap and radiate heat, have the highest asthma rates in the country, and are increasingly more likely to experience mental health illness, all while having fewer avenues to really access often life-saving resources, whether it be access to affordable health care or access to green space like tree canopy cover that can help mitigate extreme heat. When we couple contributing factors to mental health like poverty rates and white supremacy with generally worse exposure to environmental hazards and the climate crisis, we begin to understand how a racialized difference in eco-anxiety can emerge. And yet, in the midst of all of these disparities, Black youth continue to be sidelined and decentered in mainstream conversations around eco-anxiety, which really distinguishes this whole conversation as an environmental injustice. Because for Black youth, eco-anxiety isn't just a fear of having children in a climate future, it's also coupled with the fear of having children in an anti-Black world, period. In a world already failing to address a Black maternal health crisis, let alone a climate crisis.
All right. Oh my gosh. Lots to unpack here. I am already out the gate, not going to get into a debate about climate change. I think for the most part, all of us can agree that we should take care of our Earth, and we do that in different ways. We don't need to go back and forth about all the different science and the speculation surrounding that. I will leave that to other people. Now, I want to get into the crux of the argument that she's making, that climate change and the impacts of climate change impact Black people and people of color more than they impact our white counterparts. Now, that may or may not be true, but I'd argue that if it is true, it has much more to do with class than it has to do with race. So when she talks about the message of poverty and the class structure, I think she's really on to something there. But just because a disparity exists within that class structure that is racial does not mean that eco-anxiety is racist or that climate change impacts Black people in a way that is racist due to systems of white supremacy. That is a giant leap. Just because something disproportionately impacts people of color doesn't mean that the system is set up in place to impact those people disproportionately. differently, if that makes sense. She mentions the black kids that live in neighborhoods that are impacted by these climate change effects, as she calls them. And aren't there white kids living in those neighborhoods too? Aren't there people of all different races who coexist in these areas? So would that make it racist, or would it make it more based on class? And I feel like that's a big failure when we're talking about these issues. We focus so much on race and racism and this idea of white supremacy, and not enough on the fact that the way our class structure is set up is really what leads to different outcomes for different people. All right, enough yapping for me on that one. Next, this one features a celebrity, Alec Baldwin.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec.
I'm sorry.
No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. F*** Israel, f*** Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Could you give me one quick favor?
Ooh, jump scare. That got me. I didn't realize his hand was going to go for the camera. But honestly, at that point, when somebody is antagonizing you in that way and you keep trying to get somebody else to do something about it, I don't know what I would do differently. I think I would just exit the situation and just get out of there expeditiously. But my goodness, again, I'm not going to get into a debate about what's happening in the Middle East right now. I've given many of my thoughts on that subject matter. You can go and check them out in previous videos. I'm most definitely not a fan of what's happening right now. But let's talk about this young lady getting in somebody's face and screaming at them to say free Palestine. What is the point of that? What exactly are you attempting to achieve by harassing somebody in a space where they're just trying to, I don't know, it seems like buy a coffee and go about their day? It makes no sense. And let's say you got the camera enough in his face and you intimidated enough that he said free Palestine, that he just repeated the words that you wanted him to say. What does that achieve when you pressure somebody into repeating a statement that they may or may not even agree with? It achieves nothing. But this is what a lot of these people do, is they bully, they harass, they try to condemn and cancel other individuals in order to get what they want, even if that individual doesn't even truly believe what they say at the end of the day. Now, I'm not going to give any personal opinions on Alec Baldwin and what happened on the set of Rust, because it really has nothing to do with what it seems she's confronting him for. This altogether just makes no sense. It's really weird behavior. I hope the police were called on her for harassment and she was dealt with, because people like this, honestly, you must do time. You must do time. Now, this next one is a familiar face. We've reacted to this man on this channel before. He's a trans-identifying individual, meaning a biological man who believes that he is a woman. He previously went viral for saying that nobody was going to be able to stop him from going into the woman's bathroom. And now he's making a new video talking about the conservatives that made that video go viral. Let's watch.
So I'm the one who went viral back in March of 2023 in a viral video that I made, where I was a call to action or call to arms, go out, buy a gun. If you try to stop me from going into a woman's bathroom, be the last mistake you ever make. Yeah, I'm that person, and I stand by every word I've ever said. The fact that I have to explain now, here we are a year later, explain why I made that video and just how many stupid people there are in my comment section and in my DMs saying you threatened women and children. Nowhere in that video did I threaten women and children. A broken record. I mean, I made that video in response to somebody else who was making unaliving statements or unaliving promises to another trans feminist app. Yeah, I took the initiative and stood up to that. And what I got in response to that was a lot of people hating me for no reason whatsoever, getting my name defamed and slandered in news articles?
I mean, if I do recall, this individual did say no one was going to stop them from going into the woman's bathroom, which would include anybody who seems to have, an opinion on whether or not biological men should go into the woman's bathroom. Now, it seems like he's trying to walk back that statement a little bit and say, you know, I'm not attempting to, you know, threaten anybody or I'm not going to harm anybody. And that I at least appreciate if you are telling the truth, but it's certainly not what it sounded like in the initial video.
I've even had famous people mention me. It is what it is. I mean, they're going to get theirs. I'm going to get a paycheck in the end of this. So it's all good. People calling me a pedo, as long as I can find out who you are and where you live, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get, you're going to get a knock on your door for that. Calling me a pedo because I am a woman and I use a woman's restroom and I use a woman's locker room. No one has ever stopped me. No one. No one will ever stop me. Chaya Ratchick, you Chia Pet, Tim Pool with his receding hairline, Beanie Boy, Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, Steven Crowder, all of those chuckle fucks, you know, they've all got something to hide. Me, I don't have nothing to hide. Everything that everybody's ever, like, exposed about me, I don't care. I wouldn't, if I wanted to be secretive, I wouldn't have put anything out there on the internet. It's the way it is. I don't care. But if you're going to slander and defame my character and my name, then you're going to owe me a check in the long run. And I'm going to get that check.
Okay. You know, I don't really harbor any ill will towards this person. I'm not going to call them a predator. I have no information about that. And that would be a kind of wild accusation to throw at this individual, considering you have no evidence. But what I will say is abundantly clear throughout this video is there is so much maleness going on in the way that this person is communicating. If you covered your eyes and just listened to this video, you would be picturing a grown man, and it is in fact a grown man. Now, while he claims to be a woman, there is nothing that he could do, in my opinion, as far as masking his maleness that is going to convince me that this is in fact a woman. I don't think ever in my life heard a woman say the word chuckle. But now you've heard it from me, so that is a first. It's not a very womanly thing to say. And interestingly enough, in the video that we started with the woman, the biological woman getting misgendered, it was so abundantly clear that it was actually a woman behind the camera. Even though the camera never panned over to show her face, you know that that is a she, her, born biologically. And in this video, even with my eyes closed, my hand tied around my back, doing loop-de-loops and jumping jacks or whatever, that's a damn man. And there's nobody tricking me and telling me otherwise. That's a damn man. I can sniff y'all guys out from 1,000 miles away. Okay, and that's really all I have to say about this video. I don't know that he's going to get a defamation check from any of the conservative commentators that he mentioned in this video, but best of luck on that endeavor. But that's a man. That concludes our TikTok videos for today. Hopefully you made it all the way through to the final stretch, what we may even call the final boss of woke TikToks with that last one, because that one was intense. Let me know what your thoughts are in each of these videos in the comments down below. As always, if you disagree with me, I encourage healthy debate, so duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And let me know what other woke TikToks I should respond to next, because y'all know I never get tired of these. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.